And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of October. October 21st is Reptile Awareness Day. Reptiles evolved from amphibians around 315 million years ago. While many have perished along the way due to mass extinctions, many, such as crocodiles and sea turtles, still remain. The Age of Reptiles, a period of time where dinosaurs and other massive reptiles roamed the Earth, ended 66 million years ago. This began the Age of Mammals. Although reptilian species continued to diversify and thrive, but at much smaller sizes. Today, there are about 12,000 different species of reptiles. Reptiles include dragons, lizards, snakes, turtles, tortoises, crocodiles, and alligators. Reptiles are known for having thick skin. Their armored body is made up of scales or bony plates to protect them. The majority of reptiles are considered ectothermic, meaning they rely on their environments to regulate their internal body temperature, reproductive health, immune system functioning, and daily stamina. Reptiles shed their skin continuously throughout their lifetimes. Shedding tends to be the most frequent during the adolescent phase because the skin doesn't actually grow in proportion with their bodies. The frequency of the shedding tends to decrease once the reptile reaches adulthood. At that point, it's mostly shed to maintain good health. With the exception of some snakes and lizards who give birth to live young, all reptiles are oviparous and produce eggs in a nest. The soil temperature of the nest determines whether the young are born male or female. One of the largest reptiles on record is the saltwater crocodile, who can measure over 12 feet long and weigh more than 1,000 pounds. All reptiles play an important function in their ecosystems. For example, lizards control insects and pests in homes and gardens, while snakes keep rodents under control. Remember that reptiles are wild animals and should not be considered pets. Today is National Apple Day. There are over 7,500 recognized apple varieties globally, each with its own unique characteristics in terms of flavor, appearance, and texture. Apples have a variety of uses, such as fresh consumption, baking, or cider production. Studies have shown that the earliest known wild apple trees cropped up in regions of Central Asia, anywhere between 10 and 20 million years ago. Though initially their flavors skewed towards sour, apple trees would evolve to produce sweeter fruits. This development would make them a more attractive food for wild animals and thereby assist with their diffusion throughout the continent. The apple would eventually spread to Europe as early as the 17th century BC. Some historians believe it was during this time that the Roman populace cultivated and developed the apple into the larger, sweeter, more edible fruits that we are familiar with today. The only native variety to the U.S. is the crab apple, often dismissed as too bitter to enjoy naturally. Apples give us vitamin C, copper, potassium, vitamin K, and vitamins E, B1, and B6, as well as 5 grams of fiber. Apples are also a rich source of polyphenols, an important group of antioxidants. To get the most out of apples, leave the skin on, as it contains half of the fiber and most of the polyphenols. And here's a poem for today by Robert Frost. After apple picking. My long two-pointed ladder sticking through a tree toward heaven still. And there's a barrel that I didn't fill beside it. And there may be 2 or 3 apples I didn't pick upon some bough. But I am done with apple picking now. Essence of winter sleep is on the night. The scent of apples. I am drowsing off. I cannot rub the strangeness from my sight I got from looking through a pane of glass I skimmed this morning from the drinking trough and held against the world of hoary grass. It melted, and I let it fall and break, but I was well upon my way to sleep before it fell, and I could tell what form my dreaming was about to take. Magnified apples appear and disappear, stem end and blossom end, and every fleck of russet showing clear. My instep arch not only keeps the ache, it keeps the pressure of a ladder round. I feel the ladder sway as the boughs bend, and I keep hearing from the cellar bin the rumbling sound of load on load of apples coming in. For I have had too much of apple picking. I am overtired of the great harvest I myself desired. There were 10,000,000 fruit to touch, cherish in hand, lift down and not let fall. For all that struck the earth, no matter if not bruised or spiked with stubble, went surely to the cider apple heap as of no worth. One can see what will trouble the sleep of mine, whatever sleep it is. Were he not gone, the woodchuck would say whether it's like his long sleep, as I describe its coming on, or just some human sleep. After Apple Picking by Robert Frost. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to enjoy an apple today.